Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Heartbreaking news out of Irondequoit. Police are still searching for the driver responsible for killing an elderly woman in Irondequoit yesterday. Officers say 87-year-old Joan Dierna was about to check her mailbox when she was hit. Happened on Bayview Road around 10 a.m. yesterday morning. And police say the driver took off, leaving the elderly woman laying dead in the street.
Oh, my God.
Anyone with information is asked to call 911. And the woman's family did post a statement. I'm just going to read a little bit of that. It said, quote, Joan was the matriarch of her very large family. It was her table we crowded around for home-cooked holiday meals. She was there for all of her grandchildren's school events. Her energy and vitality were the envy of all who knew her. Even at 87 years old, there was nothing that kept her from living and enjoying an active life besides her beloved husband, with whom she was about to celebrate her 65th wedding anniversary. It goes on to say more. Just absolutely tragic. Well, 87 years old.
Yeah, I mean, especially the holidays coming up, too. It's going to be
gut-wrenching. Yeah,
very difficult. If you've lost a family member around that time of the year, you know what it's like.
Right. So, again, anyone with any information regarding that hit and run in Irondequoit is asked to call the police.
In other news, the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Nicki Minaj were big winners at the E! People's Choice Awards on yesterday. Avengers Infinity War nabbed 3 awards, including Movie of 2018. While accepting Female Artist, Nicki Minaj thanked Donatella Versace for creating her dress and invited Michael B. Jordan to take it off.
Whoa! Wowza!
Yep.
Okay, then.
Not shocking.
Interesting. If you're among the 50% of Americans currently trying to shed a few pounds, this simple habit could do the trick. This is a new study out of the University of Pittsburgh that shows people who weigh themselves every day are more likely to lose weight compared to those who rarely or never weigh themselves. Over the course of a year, the study surveyed more than 1,000 adults and found that those who weighed themselves several times a week had more significant weight loss, while people who never stepped on a scale or who did so just once a week, lost no weight at all. One dietitian told CBS News that a daily weigh-in motivates people to eat healthy foods.
So that makes sense.
Absolutely. Watch calories, portion sizes, and stay away from the tempting sweets that might be at the office, laying around. Corey, I know you always talk about how you have no soul.
You walk by once and you're able to like, that second or third walk by.
Right.
Giving in.
But again, if you know that, you know, you've got a weigh-in every day and you want to be happy up, it might, you know, lead you to have a little more self-control.
Probably
that sounded
not.
Really like sassy. I did not mean it.
This time.
Only to you. Only towards you. Like with all things in life, however, everything in moderation. Weighing yourself obsessively can lead to anxiety and low self-esteem, so keep it to once a day at the most.
And finally, in the feed, would you believe it if I said that people were offended by a photo shoot of a newborn baby? I mean, it's 2018 and...
Everything's offensive!
Yeah, I totally believe you.
A photographer in Indiana is going viral on social media for a photo of a newborn dress up as Ralphie from A Christmas Story, the classic Christmas movie, which I'm sure the majority of us probably watch. Even you,
I do.
Whitney, lizard person, have seen this.
Robot, I do.
So the photo shows a newborn wearing Ralphie's famous bunny pajamas while laying on a couch. And Amy Hale posted the photo of her Coffee Creek Studio on the Facebook page and captioned the photo, "Ralphie loved his pink bunny suit I had made for him." So her photos received thousands of comments, shares, and reactions on social media. The infant, and here's where it gets dicey, is holding a prop BB gun.
Oh,
God. Which she had to clarify in her Facebook post that it is a BB gun shown here, and it's not real. The fact she had to even clarify it, what are you making an ill about?
I don't think it's a good idea to
have a
baby.
That's the plot of the movie!
But to have an infant baby holding a prop gun?
That's the plot. It's a BB gun. That's one of the integral parts of the entire freaking movie.
I don't even remember the BB gun, and I watch that every year. No, I mean, I remember
it. The Red Ryder BB gun!
I remember it.
That's the whole story.
You know what I remember? What I remember is
the leg lamp?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my God.
Shove him down the slide.
So people were upset because they say...
Of course they are.
You know, they're outraged because of gun violence.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my God.
There's nothing cute about a baby holding a gun, Corey.
Did you see the photo? Look at the photo.
Yeah, looking at the photo
right now.
Look at
it right now. Don't say aw.
You know what would have been cuter? No gun.
That's the plot of the movie!
Corey? No. That's dumb.
Oh,
they could have done without it. They could have done without it.
That would be like glasses. That would be like being upset about for Veterans Day, putting up a statue of a soldier and they're holding a gun and oh my God!
No, that's not anything
same
like
thing.
That. That is not at all the same thing.
This
a
is,
baby.
I cannot
an
believe
infant, an infant holding a prop gun.
It's a BB
is
gun.
Not anything.
It's a
like
red Ryder BB
a
gun.
A statue of a veteran holding a gun. You. Idiot.
Yes, it is. It's,
no,
it's part of the
it's
freaking
not.
Movie. That's
Corey,
the main part of it.
Corey, the baby with the glasses and the bunny suit would have been plenty with the leg lamp. It would have been plenty.
No.
And the Christmas tree in the
background. The Red Ryder BB gun that the kid obsesses about for the whole film is integral to it.
Well, given the state of our country right now and all the shootings.
Are you effing kidding me?
No, I'm not effing kidding you at all. I don't think there's any reason for a baby to be holding. It's a newborn, for Christ's
okay,
sake.
Okay, we're going to put this photo.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to put this photo up on Facebook for you to go look at. Is this something people should be offended at? Go look at it. Again, it's a tiny newborn wearing the pink bunny suit from A Christmas Story and sitting
holding
on the couch.
Holding a gun!
Holding the Red Ryder BB gun that the kid wants so desperately
God.
In the film. That's the entire base of the film.
Cool. I don't even remember that. I remember it being a movie about family and Christmas.
As we also have notated on numerous occasions on this program, you are indeed a lizard person. So.
Why am I a lizard person? It's about Christmas and family,
Corey. Call PXY Safe Text Line 69822. Do you remember the BB gun from A Christmas Story?
Jesus.
Or that just slipped your mind? God, I can't believe you're on the side of the people who are offended for this.
I think it's totally unnecessary for the baby
it's
to have
not,
a prop gun.
It's not a machine gun. It's not an M60.
Well, it's unnecessary and gratuitous.
Oh my God.
I don't like it.
Unbelievable.
I don't like it.
I can't believe this.
I can't
right
believe
now.
You.
All right. 222-9800. Good morning.
Hey, this, really, people are too, like, sensitive about this. It's about the, like, that's the whole point of the movie. Like, what's the...
Thank you, Chris.
That is not...
Thank
yeah,
you.
I don't understand
thank
the problem.
You. That is not the whole point of the movie. That is not that on the
being,
surface.
Being flooded.
On the surface, that
but
is the plot.
About this. Think being, about this. The gun could be have a safety on it. It might not be loaded.
It's also a baby gun!
It's Corey,
God.
It's a newborn. It's a newborn baby holding a gun. In this climate,
it's a BB gun.
In our country's current climate
BB
with
gun
violence,
BB gun.
Do you know how many people have been killed by BB guns?
Oh my God.
Zero!
Corey.
Because it's a baby gun!
Corey, I think you need to go home for the day.
Oh my God.
You're a little upset.
Chris, thank you for the phone call.
Yeah,
some text coming through. Club PXY Safe Text Line 69822. Who doesn't remember the BB gun from A Christmas Story? I think the photo is adorable. It's not real. Another texter. Everyone's so easily offended by everything. You can't post anything nowadays. I remember the BB gun from the movie was literally the entire movie. That's why I watched the movie. It was hilarious. A Christmas original. You can't say anything without someone getting butthurt. Oh my God.
Are you done?
I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.